The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
What time is it?
Buckle up, it could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
805 Republicans in the South Carolina House are again trying to make nearly all abortions illegal in South Carolina. This after the South Carolina Supreme Court struck down the fetal heartbeat bill just about 3 weeks ago. The man leading the effort again, I might say, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood, is on our guest line this morning, and I'm always good to welcome you back. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for getting out, you know, the conservative message. There are not many places left to do that, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor for me to sit here and talk every morning and be able to have conversations with people like you who are working so hard. You and about 40 other of your House colleagues introduced the Human Life Protection Act yesterday. You took the first step. It came out of subcommittee. Talk with us a bit. Congratulations on that, by the way. But talk with us about the bill and how this is different, and you believe that this might stand up to another Supreme Court challenge.
Well, you know, it was an outrage when our Supreme Court stepped over the line and became legislators and became activists from the bench. Fortunately, we're going to have a change on the Supreme Court coming up. But nevertheless, this bill, you know, it stops the practice of abortion being used as birth control in our state. It does recognize some of the political realities that we learned. You know, Joey, I don't believe in exceptions like, you know, for fatal fetal anomaly, for rape and incest. I call that sexual assault. But, you know, I don't believe we should kill children because of how they were conceived or whether they have a disability or not. But I have to recognize the political reality that the majority of the Senate does not agree with me on that. Mm-hmm. So this bill, although it does take the limit back to conception, it does have exceptions for sexual assault and fatal fetal anomaly, with the hopes that this can make it through the Senate.
Yeah. Well, we all know, we watched last fall at the end of the session there when the South Carolina Senate couldn't get the votes for a more restrictive bill. Upon learning of your vote yesterday, some of the same GOP senators say that really nothing has changed. I want to read a couple of responses. Senator Katrina Sheely from Lexington, a Republican from Lexington, said, called the House vote disappointing, said it's futile to keep trying the same thing over and over again. The women in the Senate will not support that. Then Senator Sandy Sin, not surprisingly, said, same thing, different day. I'm tired of talking about it. Let's move on. So with that type of attitude by a couple of female senators in the state Senate, talk with me about how you think you'll be able to successfully get this through the Senate.
Well, we failed by one vote last year at the final vote of the final compromise. The difference between this bill and that bill is it contains the fatal fetal anomaly exception. We tried to put that in, but the procedural rules of the Senate would not allow it. So that is in. It's in from the start this time, and we are hopeful that that will get that one or two votes that it needs to get passed.
Yeah.
You know, these some of these ladies, Katrina Sheely, I respect her opinion. You know, her constituents elected her, and she has a right to her opinion. But, you know, I certainly disagree that we need to go back to Roe versus Wade, which is what she wants to do. She's introduced a bill that would allow abortions all the way up to 20 weeks. And I just have to disagree with that. So we're going to keep fighting for this issue. You know, and this is not the only issue we fight for. I want you to know that, Joey.
We've got the
best leadership we've ever had in the House of Representatives when it comes to conservatism. We've got on the agenda, and I'm going to tell you something, Davey Hyde, he's taking a lot of heat, but I'm going to tell you something, he is one of the most conservative people that there is. You know, he helped us at Save Women's Sports last year. He helped us with Religion is Essential, the Heartbeat Bill, the Motto Act. He helped us get the tax relief, and especially the tax relief on veteran benefits. He is helping us this year. Every single agenda item for the first time that's on the Family Caucus agenda, they have put in the Republican agenda. It's a huge watershed moment.
Yeah.
And you're going to see fentanyl, felony, and homicide coming out probably next week. You're going to see the Human Life Protection Act coming out after that. You're going to see bail reform to stop the revolving door on these criminals. You're going to see, you know, education strengthened and parental rights. My goodness, we're going to pass a bill. I'm convinced we're going to pass it quick that will stop teachers from leading a transition of the sex of these children without the parents knowing about it. That'll never happen in our state because we're going to pass a law that stops it. We're going to have transparency.
Yeah.
So, you know, I spoke at Moms for Liberty the other day about that, and I was just listening to your show about that. So we're going to stop that. We also have adoption reform on the agenda, stop ESG, and your certificate of need. I think that's going to go this year, and you're going to see the majority leader fight for that. So I think we've got a lot of things lined up, a tax credit for first responders. I've never been more excited about the potential for Republican wins than I have this year.
And I'm glad you talked about all those issues because yes, there are a lot of very important issues. And yes, thank you. Number one on my list is the repeal of certificate of need. It's doing well over in the Senate, and of course we know it did not make it out of the House yesterday. Never even got to a vote, but I'm going to depend on you guys to get us a vote this year. But back on the majority. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have a new chairman of 3M this year. That's where that bill is going to go when it comes over from the Senate. Celeste Davis, a Republican. I think you're going to see that bill move.
Good. That's what we want to see. So back on Majority Leader Davey Hyatt, there obviously been a lot in the news over this past week about the Republican caucus rules and the freedom caucus. Have those issues been worked out? Where are we on that?
Well, they're getting close. And I'll say this, you know, first of all, there are five members of that Freedom Caucus that meet with the Republicans. They do caucus with the Republicans and they don't have a problem with the rules.
Yeah.
But some of the Freedom Caucus does. And I understand that, but you know, we're arguing about a couple of words and I think I want them in the Republican caucus. I want those people in because they're in the Family Caucus. They're good people. They're conservatives, and they need to have their voice heard behind closed doors in the Republican caucus meetings. So, you know, when we vote in there, they need to be in there voting, you know, and they need to have their influence in there along with mine. So, you know, and Davey Hyatt's, as a matter of fact. So, you know, we need them in. Negotiations have not ended on that, and certainly there are five or six that are meeting with the Republican caucus. So I'm hopeful that'll be worked out.
Yeah, because, you know, we just need, with the majority that we have now, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to get anything we want accomplished done.
That's exactly right. And we are teed up. We are teed up and ready to go.
Yep. Well, that is great. On our guest line, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood and the one of the leaders who's helping push this Human Life Protection Act through the House. So back on that bill, what's the next step? A subcommittee reported it out to the full judiciary. When do you expect the judiciary to take it up and then move it on to the House floor?
Well, we've got support 100% of the leadership on this bill. We've got 40-something sponsors already. I expect 60 or 80 before it's over with when everybody signs up on it. It's going next Tuesday. We're going to have the full committee. I'm very, very optimistic that that's going to pass, and the next week it's going to be on the floor. So I'm just excited about it. We're going to send this over to the Senate and let them wrestle with it, because they've got to come to terms with what the people in our state want.
Sure, sure. And let's assume for a moment that we are successful in the Senate. It becomes law. I think we can probably expect it to be challenged again, but you guys are pretty confident that with the different wording and all that it would stand up to another challenge in the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. You know, we put in this bill that life is to be protected at all stages of development and decline. So it is a state that right to life outweighs any right to privacy. You know, Kamala Harris left out the right to life when she was talking about the Declaration. Yeah. But,
It's so important, and Representative McCravey, I'm so happy that you're hanging in there. You're fighting the good fight, and that's what we pray for you to do every day, and we know that you will. So always appreciate your time, and hey, we'll check back in with you as we get further along, because we're going to be watching this closely. Representative John McCravey, I think we lost him there at the end. Representative John McCravey, we can count on him to fight the good fight. It's 8:16 on the Morning Answer.
It's the Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
Let me talk with you for just a minute about PhD weight loss and nutrition. I get asked a lot about why I chose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition over all the other programs that I could have done. And it's real simple, because they make it simple. They talk with you about nutrition. They talk with you about your health. It's not just all about weight loss, but it's how you become healthy for the rest of your life. When I initially started the program, I lost about 30 pounds, just over 30, very quickly. And the good news is I've been able to keep that off for 2.5 years now, soon to be 3. That's what I like about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It's not a fad diet. It's a lifestyle change. They provide 80% of your food during the weight loss phase, and then they give you the tools of what to eat and how to maintain that afterwards. They'll do the same thing for you. Every program is set up for the individual person, because no two people are alike. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-252-4925 to get started today. Online at myphdweightloss.com. You don't have to do this alone. Call 864-252-4925. It's 18 past the hour.
Sean Hannity sees it rolling downhill for Biden.
Zero experience Hunter lived at the home where Joe stashed his top secret documents. So Hunter Biden is living off and on at the Delaware home where the documents are stored, giving him unrestricted access to America's secrets while hammering out shady business deals with China, Russia, Kazakhstan.
Get the right answer from Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.5. The Answer.
Are you ready for a new Ford? Great news! Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney has rates starting at 3.9% for 60 months on most new models with approved credit now through February. So get to Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney before March 1st and check out their great selection of new Fords before this offer ends. Auto Gallery Ford, where you'll get upfront pricing and stellar service on every sale. Visit Auto Gallery Ford in Gaffney or browse online at autogalleryford.com. Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney, your commercial truck connection.
This Upstate memory is brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest.
Established in 1929, the Taylor's Mill has been through many iterations over its nearly 100 years of existence. Construction of the first creative community in Taylor's, the Southern Bleachery and Piedmont Print Works, started in 1922. It served as the backbone of the Taylor's area when it was completed, continually expanding over the years, and at its peak, it employed over 1,000 individuals and had its own village, company store, churches, baseball field, and even a golf course. When it closed in 1965, the economic effects were felt throughout the community. Eventually, it was purchased by Kenneth Walker, who guided the process of redevelopment until the summer of 2015. Today, it's home of thriving businesses, delicious restaurants and bars, and serves as a beautiful venue for photography and videography.
This Upstate memory was brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest, serving us since 1946. The Upstate of South Carolina, the place they call home.
58 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Robertson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the Upstate. 58 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Now, you might be wondering why so many people here in the Upstate have chosen Joe Robertson & Son for their roofing needs for nearly six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the Upstate have done for the past 58 years. Make it a Joe Robertson & Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.net.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
As angry as I sometimes allow myself to get with Joe Biden, because he does, I just watch him sometimes, and I know that what's coming out of his mouth are lies. I know that he's talking about things that are impossible to do, but he'll stand there talking about a particular issue or one of his programs as if, yeah, this is the best thing for us. This is going to work. Don't worry. Trust me. And he's had his fair share of gaffes. I mean, the guy, and again, in his defense, as someone who does some public speaking, if you talk in front of a group, most times you're going to stumble over a word or two. You might miss a name. But when you're president of the United States, you got the whole world watching you. And there are some instances where it just shouldn't happen. Just doesn't have to happen. Joe Biden yesterday joked about his gaffes and his intelligence while he was promoting his economic record in speaking to a group in Springfield, Virginia. He joked about the idea that some people think he's stupid.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. He doesn't know. Where's Doug? congressman. He's around here somewhere.
Where's Doug? All right, so he's looking for the congressman that represents that area, Springfield, Virginia. And he walks across the stage looking into the audience saying, "Where's Doug? Where's Doug?" Apparently, the president was referring to Representative Don Beyer from that Virginia district. So, and this is just one of those errors that you don't have to make. I mean, surely they give him a cue card. He's well known for his cards that he carries around that would have the congressman Don Beyer's name on it rather than allowing him to walk around on the stage looking for Doug. Well, there's not a Doug. There's not a Congressman Doug here today, Mr. President. And that was just one of several. I mean, he talks about being in office for like 400 years.
No. I'm not trying to be nice. And by the way, in case you're wondering, I've been saying this for the last 400 years I've been in office.
Now, I think he was meaning that as a joke, but it does feel like he's been in office for 400 years, doesn't he? And then he had one more.
The deficit in four went up 4 years in a row, accounting for 40% of the entire 200 years of debt. You hear me? No president added more to the debt in 4 years than my president. I misspoke. 25% of our country's entire debt.
Well, yes, I don't know that that's something you want to be bragging about, that you run up the debt of the country more so than any previous president who's ever served. That's Joe Biden for you. Hey, you know, power outages can be very disruptive, inconvenient. They can even pose a real threat to you and your family's safety. When the power goes out, all of our modern day technology like heating systems, medical devices, and even the internet, they're all rendered useless. Maybe you just don't want to lose those expensive steaks in the freezer. You don't want them to go to waste either. That's why you should reach out to the team at Viper Electric and talk with them about a whole home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, standby generators automatically turn on. They restore your power, whether you're home or away, so that you have peace of mind during any outage. They can set up your new generator to power just the essentials, or they can set it up to take care of your entire home. Generators are only part of what Viper Electric offers, though. They've completed jobs across the upstate, from diverse commercial projects to small residential repairs and installations. You got a switch that's gone out, or you need a ceiling fan put in or something like that. Doesn't matter what your electrical needs are, you'll be glad that you partner with Viper Electric, because when you need professional service and you need that electric done right, you need Viper Electric. Give them a call, 864-304-1734. That's 864-304-1734, and always online at viperelectricsc.com, viperelectricsc.com. Up next, I had a chance earlier to touch base with Taggart Houck from WYFF News 4. Taggart has been covering the Alec Murdoch trial in the Lowcountry in Collinson County, and he gave us an update earlier this morning. I want to share that with you. Up next, it's 8:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.